When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, A to Z English Podcast listeners, it's Jack here, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the A to Z English Podcast is going on hiatus, and hiatus means we're taking a long break, and we may or may not come back in the future, we're not sure. Sochil and I talked about this at length, and we both have other priorities in our lives. One of my priorities is focusing on my family. I've been spending a lot of time in the last 3 years working on the podcast, recording, editing, doing all that stuff, social media, in English Corner in China. We've done a lot of work on this podcast, and we've had a lot of fun doing it. And, you know, Sochil and I have become good friends through the podcast. We didn't know each other before, you know, Sochil joined the podcast. You know, we just want to give a huge virtual hug to all of you out there, all of our listeners out there and supporters. And a huge thank you to all of you because, you know, if you're not listening to the podcast, if you're not downloading the podcast, then we're just talking into a microphone that's going nowhere. And we know through our download history that we've had hundreds of thousands of listens to our podcast, and so there are people out there that really are enjoying the podcast, that enjoy the podcast, and that might be hurt by this news, and for that we are truly, truly sorry. We just are at a point now where we need to focus on other things in our lives. And, you know, spending a lot of time recording, editing, social media, doing English corners, things like that has just taken a lot of focus away from some of the things that are really important in our lives, especially family. So I hope that you understand that. I know that this may be hurtful to you, and that is not our intention. We love our listeners. Love and appreciate our listeners. It's just one of those things in life where it's just time to move on to the next adventure. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to move on to the next adventure. We're going to do it with our heads held high because we're proud of what we accomplished here on the A to Z English podcast. I think there's a lot of good content that will live forever on the internet that students of ESL can go to and can help improve their listening skills, learn some new vocabulary, and other things like that. So, again, huge thank you, huge virtual hug to all of our listeners out there. You're the greatest. The A to Z listeners are the best podcast listeners, the best audience in the world, and we adore and appreciate you. So thank you so much. And without further ado, let's start the show. Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host Sochil. And today we're doing another topic talk episode. And we're talking about work-life balance in maybe the U.S. and Korea, maybe, because that's where You're in the, well, and you're in Mexico as well. So I'm kind of curious, like, when you're in Mexico, what is work-life balance like there?
when you're in the States, and then when you're in Korea, what is the work-life balance in those three places? And maybe I'll let you start with, like, what about US? Like, what's the work-life balance like in US?
I think, ironically, in a way, even though we're the country that almost guarantees that you're going to get 2 days off a week, we're the country that guarantees that you're either only going to work 40 hours a week or you're getting paid handsome overtime, which it means time and a half for any extra hours, even though we're the country in the US that has maybe the most lenient work culture, I would say, in certain aspects. It's funny because I think our work-life balance sucks.
Yeah, it's not
I
good.
see, yeah, I see so many people that like work is their whole life, and I've felt this way because whenever you have a job in the US, you're running the whole day, and there's not like a free moment to breathe or do anything. Like the whole time that you're working, you're just working. And even after work, you're still answering emails or answering calls or thinking about things that happened at work or what you're supposed to improve, et cetera. And it's so soul crushing that so many people do their 9 to 5, which is what we call it, which is really an 8 to 5 nowadays because you work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep.
and then just come home and crash and spend their weekend indoors. I mean, it's a very depressing lifestyle. You spend your weekend, pretty much most people spend their weekend indoors watching TV and ordering takeout, and they spend their day to day not really doing any like activities or having an active lifestyle or having any kind of gatherings or anything outside of work because work consumes so much of our life here in the US, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we have this thing called the Protestant work ethic.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's part of our historical makeup. And the idea is that if you're not working, you're, you know, idle hands are the devil's plaything, you know? So it's like, if you're not doing something productive at all times, you're up to no good. You're up, you know, it's morally wrong to not be doing something all the time, to not be working. And so I think that America has more workaholics than any country I can think of. I mean, just absolute, their whole lives are centered around their jobs. And they put in, you know, 80 hours a week. And they do it willingly, you know. It's not like they're complaining about it necessarily. They just I don't know. It's part of our culture, you know. We think Americans are lazy and, you know, have a lot of leisure time, but we really don't.
No.
Among Western countries, we probably work more hours than most of the other ones, if not all of them. Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah, we get less time off, less sick leave. We have less free time than a medieval peasant used to get. And companies keep showing record profits in the US. However, people who work for the companies are barely making a living nowadays because the cost of living is so high. So we're definitely in the hole as a country.
Productivity and wages used to go rise at the same pace in the 1950s and the 1960s, and then somewhere in the 70s, wages went flat, but productivity just kept going up and up and up. And so the companies were making more money, but they were sharing le less and less of the profits with the workers. And now we're just at, like, maybe one of the lowest points in modern history when it comes to the difference between, like, what a CEO's salary is versus a worker's salary. You know, it used to be like 100 times as much. Now it's, you know, 10,000, 20,000 times, you know, what the average worker at the company earns versus the yearly salary and compensation that the CEO receives. So Yeah, we're a country of extremes. Everything is extreme in our country, it seems like. Our healthcare system is extremely good for those that can afford it, but for a lot of people that can't, that don't have insurance, they get no healthcare. We have massive gun violence, you know. But no matter how extreme the violence gets, nothing is ever done about it. It's a strange place, you know. It's a strange country. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you think that stacks up against Korea in terms of work ethic and work
Yeah,
life?
I think Koreans are also, you know, part of their modern history is they went from being the poorest country in the world in the 1960s. They were so poor that they used to receive aid from African countries at that time.
That's wild.
And in a generation, they went from the poorest country in the world to one of the wealthiest countries in the world. And the way they did that was, you know, they had 6-day work weeks. It was your identity was very much associated with your job. There was much pride in your job, and pride. The country had a lot of, you know, had a lot of pride in its success. Its success story is something that they should be proud about. It was amazing. It's called the Korean Miracle, is what they call it. But there's a lot of leftover from that time period where, you know, Koreans are still putting in a lot of hours in their job every day, although it's starting to get better and they're starting to put make laws and you know, limitations on what companies can ask of their employees, because they also have one of the lowest or maybe the lowest birth rate in the OECD, which means you know, that's a symptom of not having enough time with your family. Or, you know, if you work all day and you come home and fall asleep and go back and work all day and fall asleep, you're not spending any quality time with your family, with your spouse. So they're trying to fix that. They're trying to remedy that here. But I would say it's still out of whack, you know. Out of whack means out of balance. In Korea, the work life, I think people still work too much, but I'm not convinced that Americans don't work just as much, to be honest. Just we do it more by choice, and here it's more of a cultural norm, or an expectation, maybe I should say, that you're going to put in a lot of hours, yeah, each week, in your company.
Another interesting thing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
About Korea is that I think you get paid half time for working extra hours instead of time and a half like you do in the US, Right. So.
I think that's changed. I think now there's you get more for overtime. That law is different now. I don't know if it's time and a half, but I know that it's more than your regular hourly wage.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that has changed. Yeah, I would say I worked in both, and I would say that. It's hard to describe. They are different, but they're both very hectic. They're both fast-paced work environments. You have, but I personally found my time in Korea to be a little easier than any job I've ever had in the US. And I found that a lot of my coworkers, like 5 p.m. is when we'd be off of work, and pretty much everyone by like 4:50, was standing by the door waiting for 10 minutes
Ready to
for
get
with their
out of there.
stuff packed. And that's something in the US that if you did that, oh, you'd be in some trouble. But in Korea, a lot of people did that. Some people came late to work as well. I think it depends a lot of like what area you're in. I was in Ulsan, which is the south, and it has a little bit more of a relaxed vibe than Seoul probably would. But I was really shocked by those things because it wasn't at all in alignment with, what I thought. And also a lot of the things that like we were actually encouraged to wear. I did work for like an elementary school, but a lot of things that we were like encouraged to wear are not things that you would wear in the US to work that job. Like leggings are like you're prohibited from wearing leggings. You have to wear work pants in the US at any job, even at a preschool. I've worked at a daycare in the US and I had to wear black work pants. And in Korea they're like, oh, don't bother with that, just wear some leggings to work. And it was absolutely jarring to me that, as teachers we would, be wearing casual wear. So yeah, I would say it was, but another big difference though is like in Korea is that your boss can just bully you and be like way more hostile to you than what would be acceptable in the US. And there's not like as much recourse, you know what I mean?
I mean, I think that might be the
My
more to
experience,
do with
probably.
your the school you were working at may have just had a bad like a bad apple.
I think, but like when I talk to my other friends, I mean, a lot of people that had bad experience working at Hagwons, I think Hagwons are famous for being crappy on the whole. And so I think it's probably different at the university level, maybe. But I think things are changing as well. Like I remember when I talked to my Korean friends about like how my boss was, I remember them being like, ooh, like they could get in some trouble if you knew how to navigate things. But it's hard as well. I mean, one of my friends who's Korean herself, was bullied by her boss as well, working at an elementary school. And even though she knew the system and kind of was able to get a better situation, those are still things that commonly happen in the workplace, especially towards women. I think that men, especially foreign men, get like a break because not much is expected of you guys. So, you're showing up and that's already a gold star for you. I think it's a little different.
I think it's changing a little. Bigger companies are, are implementing more policies to give people flexible time. You can start when you want, you finish when you want, but you have to work 8 hours a day. They're starting to do that. At companies, the dress code is much more flexible at some of these companies that I've noticed. And I think maybe, in Korea, sometimes like, people are there, but they're not necessarily working. They might be done with their work. They're just kind of waiting for the clock to run out so they can go home. And so, that's a little bit different. And in the US, it's like, if you're done with something, your boss is going to come over and give you a mop and like, well, start mopping then, or do something.
Yeah,
You
if
know,
you have
this.
time to lean, you have time to clean. It's like a
Right. You have
fancy
time to lean,
thing.
time to clean. Exactly.
That's exact. And that for our listeners who don't know, it's literally like if you're standing at a counter and you're not like standing on both feet, you're just kind of like leaning on one foot, and your boss sees that, they'll come over and be like, if you have time to lean, you have time to clean, and they'll give you something to clean. Like we're so like that in the US. It's miserable, to be
It's like
honest.
they own you for 8 hours, you know, and no matter, and
Yes.
they can just work you to the bone. That you know, sometimes it's like, well, maybe I'm tired. Maybe I'm tired from standing on my feet for, you know, 6 hours making lattes or whatever, you know, for the
Right.
last 6 hours, and I'm tired. And there's just no, you know, and I don't feel that. I feel like in Korea it's starting to turn. The tide is shifted or whatever, it's gone the other way, and they're starting to kind of get off the backs of the employees and give them some space and give them some autonomy and let them make those, you know, you as long as you get your work done, they don't care how you do it.
Yeah, which I think is really interesting. And I think that like millennial owned and maybe younger Gen X owned companies are like starting to shift in that direction as well in the US, but I think we have a long way to go. And but an, a thing about work-life balance I was interested by in Korea is the fact that people work hard, but they play hard. Like on the week, it's rare. Like in the US, we just go home and crash out and we're just dead for like any free time that we have. We're pretty much in a comatose state. No one wants to go out. No one wants to do anything. No one has any friends. Like most adults my age have no friends, don't go anywhere, order takeout all the time, incredibly overweight, not part of any like activities or groups, just lives kind of a miserable existence. And in Korea, I would say that's really different. It's like when, most people my age in their 20s are parts of, or in 30s and 40s and 50s are parts of some kind of group, like an exercise group, a hiking group, dance lessons group, something. Like there's some activity that they do. They go out and party really hard on the weekends. They have hobbies, which is just not so much of a thing in the US. I don't know. What do you think about that, Jack?
Yeah, I think you might be right. I mean, I talk to a lot of you know, people that work at large, the Korean people that work at large corporations, and they all have hobbies and things that they love to do in their free time, and they, you know, they work hard, but when work is done, they go on to, you know, spend their leisure time doing the things that they love to do, and their company is no longer, you know, their number one priority in life. You know, it's a job. They've got a better perspective on it than we do in America now. I think in America it's gone the other way. It's more of an identity. It's like you know, your job is your main thing, and then just surviving the rest of the time is all you can do. You know, just sleep to catch up on the sleep that you missed because you're working so hard. So I think you might be onto something.
Yeah. And then for Mexico, I would say that it's a little similar to Korea. We have a 6-day work week in Mexico, so most people work 6 days a week. Wages are incredibly low, affordability is low. People just expect to work 6 days a week. Overtime, legally, we're only supposed to work 8 hours, but overtime is a part of most contracts, and most people don't get extra compensation for overtime.
Ugh.
Most people work 10 to 14 hour days. On the sixth day, you usually get a half day. So you might work like 7 hours instead of 14 hours.
Oh
But
boy. Yeah, that sounds good.
it's a hard working life. And yet there are a lot of people that I would say people still have hobbies, people still have friends, people still have relationships outside of the workplace. People prioritize going out, even if it's just taking a walk for an ice cream or going to get a drink. Like you see people have this active lifestyle outside of work, and it's important they prioritize their free time and take as much advantage of it as possible. The US is the only country I know where we just get home and like rot after work. I don't know what it is. And I would say in Mexico as well that even though you're working those long hours. Most jobs, you have time to pull your phone out and answer a text message, which is something I saw in Korea as well. People would just answer their cell phones during work, in fact.
That's it's not what it used to be here. They're not lording over you and monitoring every second of your day. You're given some freedom. You have your job responsibilities. If you take care of it, you're fine.
Yeah, and in the US, it's not like that. If they had so much as see a glimpse of your phone, you're in so much trouble. And that's at any job. You can be a teacher, The only ones where you get some freedom is really when you're in a higher up position. Like my dad, for example, is a professor at a university. He gets more leeway, obviously. But you kind of have to be in a really higher up position to get a little breathing room.
That's the down. That's it. Yeah, you nailed it.
Students, we're really interested to know what is work-life balance like in your country. We would love to hear from you guys. Make sure to leave us a comment at atozenglishpodcast.com. Shoot us an email. Jack and I really like getting your listener emails at atozenglishpodcast@gmail.com and join the WeChat and WhatsApp group to join the conversation. If you guys are interested, Jack and I are also running an English corner now. It's 1 hour a day from Monday through Friday. And we discuss topics just like these with a group of people who are also learning English. It's really great because we have a lot of fluent speakers there, and we also have Jack and I who are native speakers, and it's just a really great fun environment where we get to learn from each other's cultures and lives and experiences and discuss things in English. So if you would be interested in that, make sure to shoot us a message or an email, and we'll get back to you guys and give you some more info on that. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.